Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the responsorial psalm, we sang, "Let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endures forever." The house of Aaron, that refers to the priests. So this is a call to all of the priests in the church to proclaim, "His mercy endures forever." Then it says, "Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever." And so those are all Christians who should have the fear of the Lord, should also be singing and proclaiming the mercy of God, his mercy endures forever. And then it says, "Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever." And this house of Israel refers to the entire church together should sing this day, "His mercy endures forever." And in fact, the entire church throughout the world is singing and proclaiming the mercy of God, because today is the feast of divine mercy throughout the world for the entire church. We're all talking about the mercy of God. This feast of divine mercy finds its origins in the private revelations given to Saint Faustina Kowalska. She was a Polish nun who lived in the 1930s and to whom our Lord appeared. And we have the image of divine mercy over here. And this, our Lord appeared to Saint Faustina according to this image and asked her to have this image painted. Okay, this would be the image of divine mercy, and our Lord promised many graces to those who venerated him and his mercy before this sacred image. We also happen to have the relic of Saint Faustina, first-class relic from her bones, here in the altar in this beautiful reliquary. And after the final blessing of Mass, each of you will have an opportunity to come forward and venerate the relic. And so our Lord says to Saint Faustina, he actually specifically asked for this feast. The Sunday after Easter, right, was to be the Feast of Divine Mercy. And you see how it's linked with the celebration of Easter, right? Because that's when the mercy of God took place. The redemption of the human race, when the gates of heaven were now opened and mercy has been poured forth upon the world. It's kind of wonderfully depicted in Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ, right? When our Lord gave up his spirit after crying out to his Father, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." And he gave up the ghost and bowed his head and died. And then that film shows that drop of water forming and then falling to the earth, right? A wonderful symbolic portrayal of divine mercy coming down from heaven. And then again, as our Lord's side was pierced, blood and water gushing forth, okay, the mercy of God flowing from the heart of Christ, wounded with a lance. And we see that also depicted in the image of divine mercy, right? The pale and the red rays, the blood and water coming forth from the side of Christ. And so our Lord asked Saint Faustina, or through her, would ask the church to have this second Sunday of Easter be the Feast of Divine Mercy. Okay, and lo and behold, we have a private revelation that then receives this maximum endorsement, so to speak, a maximum approval by the church. When St. John Paul II, after canonizing St. Faustina, this was in the year 2000, she happened to be the first saint to be canonized in the new millennium. This was in April of the year 2000. Again, issuing in this new millennium to be a new millennium of mercy. And then he establishes for the entire church this Sunday after Easter to be the Feast of Divine Mercy. This is what our Lord wanted. And so he has it here in the church. Now, our Lord revealed to Saint Faustina that on this day, not only are we to worship, honor, venerate, and meditate upon his mercy, the mercy that we have all received, but he also wanted us to perform deeds of mercy. This is what he reveals in paragraph 742 of Saint Faustina's writings. This is our Lord speaking. He says, "Yes, the first Sunday after Easter is the Feast of Mercy. But there must also be deeds of mercy, which are to arise out of love for me. You are to show mercy to your neighbors always and everywhere." That's what our Lord says. Just as he says in today's gospel to the apostles, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And how did the Father send our Lord the first time? Okay, the Father has sent the Son as the merciful Savior. And that's how he wants his apostles and all his followers to go forth, right, with hearts filled with mercy. And so that's what he says here to Saint Faustina, that there must also be deeds of mercy. So not only that we're honoring, worshiping, venerating, meditating upon our Lord's mercy, but we're also pouring forth that mercy to others, the mercy that we have received. And he says, where and when? Always and everywhere to our neighbors. Always and everywhere. Just like our Lord's mercy is for everyone. Always and everywhere. Now, we happen to have a wonderful practical example of this in our own days. Okay, last Sunday, the Sunday of Easter, unfortunately, there was great tragedy in the Christian world. In Sri Lanka, there were the bombings of three Christian churches in which hundreds of people died. Now, what is the natural reaction to that? Okay, the natural reaction to that is anger, vengeance, right? Get even, and hatred. And see, that's the way the evil spirits work, right? By one way or another, they want to bring us to sin. And so by inspiring these evil acts, let's not doubt that such murderous actions were inspired by evil spirits, right? The devil is a murderer from the beginning. And so these murderous actions are certainly demonically inspired. But how are we, should we respond to them? Not by falling into the demonic trap of giving in to these thoughts, feelings, and actions of hatred, vengeance, revenge, okay, all of that. But no, we're supposed to respond as Christians, right, with forgiveness and mercy. Our Lord says very clearly in the gospel, all right, that we are to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Notice that is not a natural response. That is a supernatural response, one motivated by faith and supernatural love. That's why Christ says to Saint Faustina, he says, there must also be deeds of mercy which are to arise out of love for me. Right? They don't arise out of natural thoughts and sentiments. They arise out of supernatural love for Jesus Christ. And you know what? The people in Sri Lanka are so blessed to have a priest after the heart of Christ. If I'm not mistaken, it was our Lord speaking through the prophet Jeremiah. He said, "I will give you shepherds after my own heart." And so the pastor of St. Anthony's Church in Colombo, his name is Father Jude Fernando. He is a pastor after the merciful heart of Christ. I saw an interview that took place with him, and he's not angry. He's not preaching hatred and vengeance, but he calls for forgiveness. And he says, the Lord is not a Lord of revenge. And he gives the example to his flock by the words of Christ. He says, this entire Lent, what were we preaching? We were preaching Christ crucified, who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Christ said, love one another as I have loved you. Now, does our gospel, does our Christian teaching have practical consequences in our daily life? Now, here in Sri Lanka, they're dealing with an extremely difficult situation, an extremely painful situation. Men and women who have lost family members, multiple family members in some cases. Do you think loving their enemy and forgiving is going to be easy? It's not. The Christian life is not easy. But Father Jude exhorts his flock. He says, we need to show the world that we are Catholics, that we are authentic followers of Jesus Christ. Here's the opportunity. This is what we've signed up for. This is why we've been baptized. And then when he was asked, Father, aren't you afraid to die? In fact, he almost died. He was seconds and feet away from being blown up in the blast. And his response was, I'm not afraid to die. We all have to die someday. And again, that's what our Lord's message is in today's, it's the second reading, right? Our Lord appearing to St. John, who himself is suffering persecution. He says, I found myself on the island called Patmos. Why were you there, John? Are you taking a vacation? No. He says, because I proclaimed God's word and gave testimony to Jesus. That is, he was exiled. He says, I, John, your brother, his, their brother in Christ, who share with you the distress, the kingdom, and the endurance we have in Jesus. Now, Jesus appears to St. John during his exile. And what does he say? Our Lord says, do not be afraid. You're exiled now. You're being persecuted. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death and the netherworld. All right, our Lord is saying to St. John, take comfort because I'm in control of everything. Do not be afraid. And so I love that when Father Jude says, I'm not afraid to die. We all have to die someday. And then he finishes by saying, I will never leave this church. You see that? Heart of a pastor. He will never leave his flock, just as Christ will never abandon us. So the Sri Lankans have a very difficult, concrete case to put their Christian faith into practice. Now, what about us? All right, what about us? You know, very often, it doesn't take a terrorist, okay, for us to have an opportunity to practice mercy. Why? Because I hear very often the simple case between husband and wife, right? Between spouses, the one who should be your closest friend. What are you struggling with? Thoughts and feelings of resentment. So there's your opportunity to practice mercy. How about extended family members? or people who used to be close friends, and now there happens to be a spirit of unforgiveness, there we have another opportunity to practice mercy. What about difficulties in the workplace? Right? Other people that we work with, are we holding a grudge because of some injustice that we received? There we have an opportunity to practice mercy. This is what our Lord is calling for when he says there must also be deeds of mercy. When, Lord? Always. Where? Everywhere. To all of our neighbors. And so, practically speaking, how do we do that? That's not easy. Well, what we need to do is we need to cultivate thoughts and feelings of mercy. You having difficulty forgiving? What are you thinking about? What are your thoughts? Are those feelings of anger, resentment, hatred always bubbling up inside? Examine your thoughts, and you need to cultivate thoughts of mercy, like we live in a fallen world with fallen people. And because of that, we should never be surprised. We should never be caught off guard when things don't go so well or human weakness and sin is right in front of our face. We know in advance that human beings are weak. Therefore, thoughts and feelings of mercy and praying for one another. Okay, so in order to practice these deeds of mercy, we need to cultivate thoughts and sentiments of mercy. We need to develop a merciful heart like the heart of Christ. And so this is our call today. This is our task. And we ask Our Lady, the Mother of Mercy, for this grace, okay, to make our hearts merciful like the merciful heart of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.